Good morning, everyone. Today is the 4th of December, 2017, Monday morning. And I'm glad that I have the Heavenly Father, my Abba Father, who I can go to daily with all of my cares and concerns. And that He is more loving and more caring, more sustaining than an earthly father could ever be. For He holds all things in His hands. He's in charge of my destiny. We're told in Scripture, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21:22. He said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. In this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. Well, this morning, my thoughts are on the wonderful relationship that we have with our Abba Father. I call this Every Day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There is no worrying about what will happen to me or my family, because he holds the world in the palm of his hands. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in his direction, and we are assured of his guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, he has ordained this for me. So to my Abba Father, I cry out daily, have mercy on me, as my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care he gives to his children, he's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that he is always there. And that should be all of our prayers, shouldn't it? That he is our loving Abba Father. We have been adopted into his family. And there's no more nurturing and care that we could receive than from our adopted father, our Heavenly Father, our Abba Father. And I know that we all have to go through things that we don't understand. We all have to face a very evil world each day. And when the mailman comes or when the phone rings, we don't have to be in dismay, do we? Because we know that He's ordained everything that happens. Even down to the finite details of our life. You know, I've had people tell me, well, you believe that He chooses what color tie you wear? Or whatever. Well, we're told that the very hairs of our head are numbered. That not a sparrow can fall without the Lord being in that matter. So, I want to read this through one more time. And I want us to contemplate and think about this morning. Every day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There is no worrying about what will happen to me or my family, because He holds the world in the palm of His hands. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in His direction, and we are assured of His guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, He has ordained this for me. So to my Abba Father, I cry out daily, have mercy on me, is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care He gives to His children. He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that He is always there. Well, I hope this morning that every day with Jesus, you can find comfort in your soul. I hope that you can know that your Savior controls. I hope that you can find out that He and understand and agree that He holds the world in the palms of His hands. And that He's in charge of your destiny. I hope that you can believe that the bounds of your habitation are in His direction, and that you are assured of His guidance and correction. I hope that you can believe that His sustaining grace will always hold you up, whatever's going on in this evil world. I hope that you can know that whatever happens, He has ordained this for you. And to the Abba Father, you cry out, who's interceding for you. I hope that you can believe that His wonderful care and is there. He's always concerned about your welfare. And I hope that you can find comfort in knowing that He is always there. God bless you this morning, is my prayer.